This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And as always, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our nation's truckers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, joining us right now from the local area, it's Amanda Mackey, but she's got national topics to talk about with local implication here. Amanda Mackey, a lawyer and a GOP strategist, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Smiley person that you are. And by the way, we're going to talk a little bit about your border trip here in the second segment. The first segment, we're going to do something different, though. Are you ready to say the pledge?
I am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, I've got three different people that have asked me three questions, but one of the questions they've asked me relates the same way. What are we going to do about these Democrats that ran out of Texas and headed to Washington, D.C., probably a ploy put together by Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer? Can we find them a large amount of money? Can we arrest them and charge them with not doing their job and put them in jail? I mean, what can we do here?
I think we can do all of the above. You know, I actually looked this up just out of curiosity, and there have been instances where state legislators have introduced legislation to address this issue. One that was introduced would be to block lawmakers from using any kind of political contributions to
right.
pay fines, legal fees, or loss of salary that they incur. Another one was a daily fine for not showing up. So is $1,000 a day punitive enough? $2,000 a day? $5,000 a day? Something that makes them feel the pain for not showing up to work, just as any other ordinary American who doesn't show up to work doesn't get paid, especially when it's an emergency situation. So in other words, if you work for the electric company and it's an emergency situation, there's been a hurricane, there are outages, if you don't show up, I'm sure there are punitive fines for that.
Right.
Same thing when the special legislature session, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the other that I kind of think is the best is you're not allowed to run for re-election if you have absences during a special session that are not excused. In other words, if you intentionally don't show up, there isn't a death, there isn't illness, there isn't anything like that, and you pull off a heist like this, you're not allowed to run for re-election. And then maybe another opportunity would be to change the rules so that you just need a simple majority as opposed to a two-thirds majority to conduct business.
Okay, well, all of that...
That way, the stunt that they've pulled off would be irrelevant. They can stay in D.C. all they want. And, oh, by the way, what are they doing in D.C.? Why do they run to D.C.? It's like they're running to Daddy because Daddy's going to help them. Joe Biden or Chuck Schumer is going to help them in some way. It's your job. Show up to your job. If you don't like your job, why don't we have next in line the Republican to hold the position? If you can't make your job or you don't want to be there, why don't we have the Republican that you beat? Why don't we have them step in your place and do the job of the people in the state of Texas?
Okay. Let me switch this over because the DHS Secretary, Alejandro Mayorkas, has come out and said, if you come to the United States by boat from Cuba, you are not welcome here. You will not be allowed to enter the country.
Well, this is what they say, but
he can do that.
I don't. Well, he can't. But look, it's do as I say, not as I do. And they say, don't come here. Kamala Harris said, don't come here. She remember when she went to Guatemala and said the same thing?
Yep.
They don't mean it. They just have to say it. It's something they have to say because they are in a very tough situation right now with the border crisis, and immigration is hurting them. This is a very, very bad issue for them. The optics of this have become terrible on the southern border. And so what they're having to say is, Cubans, you can't come here given the situation. They're saying that, but I really wonder what they would do. Now, if they have a policy that's going to be different based on, the situation, that's one thing. But I think they're just saying that. I don't believe it. I'm not buying it.
Well, I'm not either, because we had a law for a number of years here in Florida. All they had to do was get here and get one land or one foot where it could stand up even if it was in the water.
Exactly.
Yep.
I'm not buying it either, but I think that right now the immigration as a whole was a bad situation for them. So,
yeah, all righty. Hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with Amanda Mackey. AmandaMackey.com. It's M-A-K-K-I. Go over there, check her out. She is a lawyer and a GOP strategist. And we will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday Morning Edition.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
You bet I will. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Amanda Mackey, brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Now, hardly a week goes by when I do not get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought a new Nissan. Now, it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, through the Midwest, and as far west as Arizona. Yep, you heard me right. Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to pricing, customer service, and it all starts with Moss Care, which, of course, gives the vehicles free oil changes and tire rotation for life on your purchase. Now, you can't beat the selection at Moss, over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles, everything you can think of there to choose from. And let's not forget, trade-ins are now worth more money. They're commanding a great resale price, so take advantage, upgrade your ride now, or just go and find out how much your vehicle is worth and sell it, and shoot, you'll have enough money to take a vacation and buy another one, I'm sure. Now, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military veterans and first responders and church pastors all get a great deal on a vehicle. Remember, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation, and the hottest SUV on the planet right now happens to be the Nissan Rogue. So check them out. Nissan locations in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Ford Avenue in Tampa. Online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you to save even more money. All right, back to Amanda Mackey from, she happens to be a lawyer and also a GOP strategist, and her website is Amanda Mackey, M-A-K-K-I.com. And thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Now, you took a trip to New Mexico. You were staying in El Paso, but that was for safety concerns. But you went over to New Mexico and found a lot of stuff out. Tell us about it.
Yeah, and if you go on my Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, you can see the pictures. In fact, I did an interview yesterday on this. But basically, I went to Luna County, New Mexico, 90 minutes from El Paso, where our vice president went just 2 weeks ago. And I wanted to make the point, you went to El Paso, which is a fortified border. There's commerce every day between Juarez and the United States, and there's a wall. People go back and forth. What, you know, that's not where people are coming to the border. That isn't like the southern border that we're seeing in McAllen and the Lower Rio Grande Valley. But the reason I went to Luna County is because the wall stopped. On January 20th, hundreds of miles of wall was built, as you know, over 400 miles, and that's where the wall stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And what you see is the wall, and then you see basically just the barriers that you can crawl under, mm-hmm. climb over, anyone of any size can. So the border the wall basically became meaningless. It became moot. Because all you have to do is just cross over. And so when I was there, I met with the Democratic sheriff, and we talked about why did Kamala Harris go to El Paso? Why? He says, because there's nothing to see there.
Right.
And as they say, you can't fix the problem, you can't see. She didn't go to Luna County because the wall stopped there. People cross over and come in the dead of the night. And what's different about the type of migrant that comes to through Luna County into the United States rather than the migrants that go to McAllen or the Lower Rio Grande Valley is that they are harder to spot. They're adults. They're mostly male, dressed in camouflage. Men between the ages of 18 and 40. And because there is so much land there, landowners have ranches and farms, they hide, they trespass, and they hide on their land. The worst part about all this is that Customs and Border Patrol are not there to monitor the situation because they've been pulled off to do intake and processing. That's where they are. So think about this. We go to the border and we go to the wall right at the border and that should set off alarms. That should, you know, the drones should, you know, set off that there are people now at the border. And there was nothing that happened. Literally nothing that happened. So, the biggest eye-opening thing that I saw, or that I witnessed is when I went through two checkpoints, I was in a rental car, with out-of-state plates. And for those of you who know what I look like, I mean, I could easily pass for someone that was, you know, Latina. They only asked me one question. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Mm-hmm.
And when I said yes,
Were you on I-10 for one of those stops?
Both times I was on I-10.
Okay, because I know where the border checkpoints are there, and they're a little bit lax there, unless, of course, you have a commercial vehicle, and then they check them fairly close.
Yeah, well, they said, you know, go right through. And, you know, when you're seeing a border crisis at a time like this, you don't have CBP. They're looking the other way. They're not paying attention to it. But here is the worst part. The Democratic sheriff that I was talking to, he said that while our governor, who's a Democrat, the governor of Mexico is, did not say, per se, that she's defunding the police, she did away with qualified immunity for local lawmakers. Okay? So by doing away with qualified immunity, you're basically subjecting law enforcement in their individual capacity to defend themselves in lawsuits. In civil lawsuits, should anything arise from the normal course of business. Now, no other American really has that responsibility or that obligation. If it's in the normal course of their jobs, their employer would be responsible. But when you did away with qualified immunity, as he said, you basically defunded the police. Because how am I going to go be able to hire someone to pay them, you know, $22,000-$23,000 a year, and then say you might be subject to a lawsuit that you're going to have to defend on your own.
Now, did you see any of the kids with their parents or their alleged parents?
No. No, and that's the difference. In McAllen and in the Liberty and Grand Valley, you have mothers and children who want to get picked up. They want to be found. What you have in Luna County are people who can traverse that high desert, that very treacherous condition between the state of Chihuahua, Mexico, and Luna County. And so it's a much harder terrain, so you don't see women and children as much as you see. As I said, the sheriff says they're men, they're, you know, between 18 and 40, they're dressed in camouflage, and they're armed. So it's a different type of migrant who's coming to the border, and then they're finding that they get there, and then they hide. And like I said, they're one Greyhound bus ticket away from being in any town.
You told me that you said that they had gunfights along that area of the border in New Mexico. That's one of the reasons it wasn't safe to be there. Is that correct?
No. I didn't say they have gunfights. I said that they that they're armed when they come. And so it's a different type of person. I mean, what we've been accustomed to seeing on TV for the last 6 months is, you know, women and children coming, getting to the border, you know, people dropping off these children. It's very different in Luna County because these individuals, like I said, they're men, and they have the strength, the ability to cross over and through that difficult terrain. And once they do, they're trespassing on people's lands for places to stay out of the spotlight so they can hide. So it's very interesting, and it's created a really difficult situation for the people that live there. Now, sheriff said, when you live on a border town, you're used to some elements of, you know, drugs and crime and things coming from across the border. But things have gotten worse. Because everyone in south of the border is being told, come on over. Biden's allowing everyone over.
We've got 30 seconds, so in the 30 seconds time, you tell people how we can find you.
Well, I will be running for Congress here in Florida's 13th District.
Are you making that announcement today?
I will be making it in the next 48 hours.
Okay, all right.
And I would just encourage everyone to visit my website, AmandaMackey.com. We got a lot of problems. The southern border is one of the major problems that we have, but we need people in Congress who are going to take back our country from socialism.
All right, well, keep us informed so we can be there when you do it.
We will.
All right, thank you. All right, Amanda Mack, everybody. That's M-A-K-K-I in the last name. Amanda Mackey, M-A-K-K-I, AmandaMackey.com for the website. And she said she's going to make an announcement within 48 hours that she's running for Congress in Florida 13. So hold that thought. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go overnight.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Misinformation. That's how Texas Governor Greg Abbott described President Biden's speech Tuesday on voting integrity laws sweeping the nation after the 2020 general election.
President Biden and the Democrats must stop the misinformation. Texas is very simply making it easier to vote and harder to cheat.
The National Interagency Fire Center is reporting more than 14,000 firefighters and support personnel were attacking fires covering 1 million acres of land out west. More than 60 active large fires are burning in western states and Alaska. Senate Democrats reached a partisan agreement Tuesday night on a $3.5 trillion budget plan that would expand Medicare and fund climate change initiatives. After Tuesday's dismal inflation indicator, the Consumer Price Index jumped over 5% since this time last year. Economists are questioning if now is a good time to print more money. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mark Walters. We appreciate you very much doing that. And, of course, he's the host of Armed American Radio, the Monster Cast. You hear him on many of these stations Sunday nights at 8 p.m., and then he's got the Armed American Radio Daily Defense, 4 o'clock on many of the same stations. And I've been on his show a number of times and look forward to going on again soon. All right, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Everglades Equipment Group. Remember, nothing runs like a John Deere unless it's a John Deere. And Everglades Equipment Group is a John Deere dealer. Now, they also work on equipment, and they also sell all kinds of things related to your garden. If you're a farm, if you're a farm or if you're a local gardener, you've got flowers you plant or trees you plant or it's potting soil or fertilizer or tools that you need to have. They've got all of that at your local Everglades Equipment Group. Now, there are 4 stores within the sound of my voice around the state of Florida where my affiliates are playing right now, and they have reliable equipment. They have fair prices and extraordinary service. If you need to get something fixed, whether it's a John Deere or not, they can repair it. Don't forget, need a push mower? Got it. Need a self-propelled mower? Got it. Need a riding mower? Got that too. Need something bigger? Got it. By the way, they also have a big-time industrial department too, in case you need to get something like a backhoe or a loader or something like that. So, it's Everglades Equipment Group. Reliable equipment, fair prices, extraordinary service, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, on the telephone line, we have got retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Good to be with you.
Yes, sir. Okay, I got to start with the obvious. Cuba. We have no idea who's going to be coming over here if they get in the boats and come this way. Mayorkas told them, the DHS secretary, we're not going to let you in if you come into the boat. I don't believe he can do that.
No, not by long-established precedent of what we've done. And as we talked about, and that's the whole point of why they do what they do it and how they do it. You get a foot on soil, especially from a nation like Cuba, where it's obvious to the world that you're escaping there's something, hardly anything to argue, unlike the people crossing the Mexican border, that they can find refuge here in the United States.
Yeah, so I'm not concerned about that. He was just shooting his mouth off again.
That's right.
We got a lot of that in this administration, by the way. A bunch of pathological liars, a whole bunch of them in there. But
Ignorance and willful ignorance.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is your expertise, of course, is also in the Middle East. We have a situation over there. We all knew when ISIS got chased out of Iraq and Syria that they were headed towards Africa. We all knew that. And
right. The
headline in this morning's paper over there is Europe and Africa rally behind Mozambique in its fight against ISIS. And apparently there's 800,000 people have been displaced and some 3,000 people that have been killed in the recent rounds of fighting.
Yeah, you know, ISIS is like water flowing downhill. It'll take the path of least resistance. If it doesn't have a means to establish a caliphate, then and they are in the long game. Unlike people in the United States in our foreign policy, they're in the long game. And so if they get rebuffed in the Middle East, they've long tried to take find a seat there in North Africa. But anywhere in Africa, anywhere in the world where there's a weak government with a weak defense, they'll find it. And so why it shouldn't surprise anybody that Mozambique would do that. And because of where that's at, right down the coast, you got Madagascar right there, a strategic naval passageway. We absolutely have to take an interest in there. And so, yeah, it'll get a great attention between, you know, France, which has a long historical interest in that part of Africa, as have we.
Right. And we'll hope that we can keep them contained over there because we sure as heck don't want them out doing whatever.
Right, and I think we have an interest. We'll see. We'll have to watch that carefully to see if they can come with it. Of course, we don't want to be drawn in anything like some of the things that we're leaving behind now, but I don't think that we'll have to do that. I think some of the things that we're finding that are more useful than putting our troops on the ground, our naval presence, our air presence, do that. But, yeah, it's nothing we can ignore, and we can't be ignorant of it. That's for dang sure.
Now, that's all true. And, of course, with the situation in Afghanistan, they just pulled the commanding general out of there. We've seen what's going to happen. We talked about this. I've talked about it for quite a while, and I believe you have, too. We saw the Afghan special forces run out of ammo and give up. Rather than fight with their bare hands or whatever, and they came out and they laid down their gear, took off their body armor, handed the weapons over to the Taliban, and within 5 minutes they were all lined up and shot.
Yeah, that's unfortunate, but even in some cases where they did run out of ammo, they just willfully do that. And that shouldn't surprise anybody. It's going to get uglier, not prettier, there as we have left there. And that was eventually going to happen regardless. Yeah, the commander there gave up command. He actually relinquished it to the CENTCOM commander right here in Florida.
Yep.
To the CENTCOM commander. So we're commanding that operation from afar. And we've taken some measures and further hastily to protect some of the folks that we kind of owe things to. Frankly, we should have never put ourselves in a position to where we put our allied folks there in that position or given them the hope that their destiny, their long-term destiny, was in the hands of the armed forces, the national security arm of the United States of America. I'm sorry, but it's going to get uglier, and we're going to have to accept that, and the American people have to accept that, because I don't see us going back to do that, nor should we. And so we're going to have to just do we're going to have to make chicken salad out of the chicken blank that we created, that we helped to create there, because we didn't really understand what it was and what a long-term goal. We weren't playing a long game. We didn't know what the long-term game was. We didn't know what our objectives were, and we weren't pursuing what our national security interests were there.
You are so right. And the other thing is I'm wondering if the same sort of scenario is going to happen with the diplomats we're leaving behind there. I know we've got some extra private security they brought in, not our military security, but private security that they brought in. I suspect that's probably Eric Prince and his guys. But the other thing they were doing, the Taliban, is they were on the hunt for the Afghan pilots. They were assassinating the Afghan pilots the second they found them.
All right.
Yep.
Right. Like I said, the news is not going to be good for a long time coming out of that part of the world, Southeast Asia. It just didn't. And that would have eventually happened anyway. But the good news is that, America's longest war is coming to a conclusion, and hopefully we can apply lessons learned for what we did not do right there so we don't repeat the errors there as we did in Iraq as well, to a little bit lesser extent, and in other parts of the world. We got to get smarter, and we've got to know ourselves, and we've got to know the enemies that we face.
Well, I would just like to get our people out of there, our translators, if we could do it, and I don't see that happening.
Yeah, and we did a little bit to try to increase the ability of the facility for them to get the special visas that need to get out. But it might be a little bit too little, too late.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, well, we've got about 30 seconds left here, Colonel. Tell us about your website and your Facebook pages and all that.
Yeah, I'll tell you. Yeah, I'm a part of the Republican Liberty Caucus right here locally here on the Sun Coast. But that's also tied to a state organization, now to a national organization. We just had our convention here a few weeks ago. We're still pretty high about that there in Orlando. And it was a national and state convention. You can look us up on Facebook. I'm part of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. We've got all kinds of events. Come look up on Facebook. You can look me up, and I'll tell you things that are going on there. We're all about liberty, individual rights and responsibilities, free enterprise, and constitutionally limited government.
And I got an invitation to join your organization by Mr. Carmen.
That's right. He is our regional director, and he is the membership chair for the organization that I'm the chair of. So Christopher Carman's doing his work. And absolutely, Matt, you need to join us.
Well, I try to do that if I can figure out how I can make time to do it. How's that?
You join us, and we will come, and we will do things near you, and we'll make it easy for you. I guarantee it.
All right, well, that works. Okay, well, Colonel, I'm going to let you go. I look forward to talking to you next week, my friend.
All right, Captain. See you next week, if not before.
Take care. And that's Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, Manatee County, Bradenton. And, of course, you heard him talk about the Manatee County Liberty Caucus that he is a part of. And we're going to be right back after this break with Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback, because he's got stuff to talk about. And I do, too, because, holy smokes, you talk about people buying up houses. My God. And it's not the individuals either. There's a big time move going on down here in Florida right now and around the country. We'll tell you what it's all about. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brew.
You betcha. In this portion of the program, my final segment here for a Wednesday, brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor. And remember, Dominic's Blinds and Decor is located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks. On the south side of Clark Road, look for the big old 9-foot-tall Uncle Sam with the red, white, and blue and the American flag, too. Now, all their blind shades and shutters are made in the USA. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer. And Dominic's, unlike the big box stores, will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And remember, you can call them at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Now, all military, all first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. And again, the phone number to call to find out more, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, on the telephone line, we have got the consumer quarterback, Brandon Rimes, ConsumerQB.com, the website. And good morning to you, Brandon.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
Now, you and I were talking on the phone, and this is something that's kind of scary in a way to anybody that's looking to go out there and buy your first-time home or buy a fixer-upper or something like that, like some people like to do. There is a company that I ran smack dab into this week in my area that bought three available homes for sale. It's a company called BlackRock. Everybody that's in the housing business and realty business knows that. They paid, I don't know how much money above what the asking price was to make sure that they got the property, but they bought three properties, and right away, within the last week, they're in there, they're gutting the place, they're making it into duplexes, not one-family homes, they're going to double the in terms of income they got coming back. And it looks like as if they're going to get this done, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, and away you go. And sometime, maybe by Labor Day, if not a little bit later, maybe Halloween, they'll have the homes rented and they'll be in business.
Yeah, that's a trend that's alarming to a lot of people because they're beating out the single-family buyers, veterans, FHA buyers, first-time buyers. Or, you know, just the regular conventional buyers, and they're beating them out because they're just throwing around cash and they're putting a lot of money, you know, into these states like Florida and, you know, the states that are very desirable. And I don't like the trend. I don't like what's going on. You know, the cash money, yeah, it's tough to turn down if you're a seller. But at the same time, you know, I feel like there should be some kind of a government involvement in terms of allowing first-time home buyers, veterans, and people that have financed first crack at new homes that hit the market, rather than these big, huge hedge funds, investment funds that are just looking to pad their pockets.
Well, isn't this company a foreign company?
Well, BlackRock, I was just on their website. I was looking at it. I don't remember if they're foreign.
Somebody's got Chinese money in them. I don't know which, if it's them or somebody different.
Yeah. And then also I've read too that they come in with these swooping policies that if you're a landlord of ours, you cannot own a gun, is one of the things I've read somewhere. I don't know if it was them specifically, but some of these hedge funds, you know, they could come in and try to say, oh, you can't own a gun in your own home, because technically it's not your home. You're renting from them.
Right.
I don't know how that would stand up in court. But that's what their mindset is, you know, in their website, one of the first things it talked about was, lowering emissions you know, the Green New Deal. You know, they come in, they have these big lofty goals of eliminating emissions, et cetera. So,
well, there are,
I don't like it.
There are a lot of people getting a lot of calls, and like myself, I'm on a no call list, and I made sure I got on the no call list because I didn't want to get a bunch of crap calls. Well, guess what? I'm getting a bunch of calls. I don't know why that is. But I went and checked again, and they said, oh, no, you're on the list. You're not supposed to get called. You get a call you don't want, just block the number. And that's what I do. I block the number.
Yeah.
But the thing of it is, Brandon, they're just taking advantage of it again. I don't know what. Why? How did that happen? What's going on?
Yeah. Well, these companies, you know, they're doing it to everybody. They've got these different robo dialers, these systems they use. A lot of times they'll incorporate themselves out of Panama. Just like the cruise line industries would do, and you can't really enforce American laws against them because they're corporations hidden behind shell companies based in foreign countries. So that's the challenge. But yeah, just be careful whenever you are fielding calls because they're also texting. They're going through instant messengers now. And there's so many different scams and things that we're seeing popping up. Asking for personal information is a dead giveaway right there. And a lot of times, too, Captain, whenever you pick up the phone, if there's a half a second or a second delay, and then you hear a bunch of people talking in the background, that's a dead giveaway that it's a call center, and I just hang up immediately.
Well, sometimes they hold on a little bit longer than that. It takes maybe like the count of 1,001, 1,002, 1,003. Then they pick up, and that's another clue.
Exactly. You know, it's a call center, and I get calls all the time because I'm a realtor, And they, you know, they pitched me if I wanted to talk about, or if I want to be on a scorecard for this golf course or that golf course, or so many different types of pitches for realtors, referral based leads.
Or lately, I'm getting ones for, hey, we got your college loan here. Jeez, good Lord.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah, exactly. So there's a lot of those telemarketing type companies that are, you know, based again a lot of times overseas or different places. But if you're smart, you can. This is somebody I don't want to talk to, almost within the first 5 seconds, and then you just politely, politely get off the phone, end the conversation. I'm not interested. And I get out and I go back about my day.
Well, I've run out of time, but what I want you to do is give us the website and your phone number.
ConsumerQB.com, Brandon Rhymes. We'd love to help you if you're buying, selling, or investing, and help you navigate so you can win these bidding situations. We have ways through Keller Williams and different addendums that we use to help our buyers be positioned to win. And even against some of these big hedge funds, we've helped people win. 813-750-0550 is our hotline, 813-750-0550. Call or text PlatinumMVPT.kw.com.
All right, we'll talk to you again real soon, my friend.
Hey, thanks a lot, Captain. Appreciate
thank you, it, Kevin. Thank you very much. And that is, of course, Brandon Rhymes, the consumer quarterback. And we have him on the program every week right after Colonel Wright, Colonel Kevin Wright. So that being said, we're coming to the end of another great Wednesday show. You know, we're very fortunate here. We've got some really good contributors to the program. And if you go over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, you'll see the list of contributors there, including the special contributors that we have and what they do. And it's all about we the people here in this program. A lot of people have been with us for years and years and years, and we appreciate them as well. And they get out there, and we have quite the following around the country when it comes to people. Now, Bridget in Salt Lake City, working senior clerk there at the Flying J at the truck stop there, we hope that you have yourself a good night. What's left of it for yourself. And thanks for letting us know that what was going on out there so that we know about that. And this is what we do. People at night, they tell us where they're at, the job they've got, what they're doing, what the price of fuel is, or whatever it is that you might or might not expect to hear, you get to hear in the program, because we have a lot of people doing a lot of different things around the countryside. And remember, one of the great things about America is its people. Yep, is its people. And you can take that to the bank. Because America is still the greatest place on the planet Earth that anyone that I know would want to be, myself included. You want to work hard? You want to go for the gusto? It's here. It's here. All you got to do is get off your butt and go for it. Now, it takes a little work sometimes to do things, but guess what? It's there. It's there. It took me 21 years to get to where I'm sitting here right now. It was a work in progress, but, you know, what can I tell you? Hard work is worth it. Okay. We'll be back tonight. I'm not sure exactly where I'm going to be touring around to today, but you might see me show up somewhere. I haven't made up my mind where I'm going yet. So there you go. Now, we'll be back tonight with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Remember, we the people. It's all about we the people. So we will see you later. Have a great day. God bless America. And please stay safe.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. It's such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Ooh, he hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.